Welcome to Sense and Sustainability, your podcast channel for sustainable procurement. We hope you like what you hear. Please go to www.iso2400.org for more information, learning resources, tools, and much more.
Welcome to Sense and Sustainability, your podcast channel for all things sustainable procurement. I'm delighted to welcome today Mark Lewis from Tarmac. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, John.
So, Mark, tell us a bit about yourself, a bit about your background, and how you became involved in this topic of sustainable procurement.
Yeah, so, Mark Lewis. I work for Tarmac within the central procurement function of Tarmac. My current role is procurement manager for CapEx and sustainability. I guess I'll touch on that in a little bit, how that role came about. But myself in procurement, so my working career started within engineering. So I started an engineering apprenticeship back a little while back. And at the end of that apprenticeship, purely by chance, there was a role in the same company for a trainee purchasing procurement assistant. And I didn't even know what procurement was at that time, but it sounded interesting and I applied for it and I got it. So that was when I sort of fell into procurement. And that would have been around August 2003. So yeah, just over 20 years ago now. And my career sort of through procurement over those years has gone through a few different companies, a few different industries, but always with an engineering focus, I guess. So yeah, the company that I initially worked for was in sort of engineering plastics. I've worked for aircraft, worked in the medical industry, electronics, and in the steel industry for Tata before I joined Tarmac. And I joined Tarmac back in May 2017, I believe it was. So yeah, coming up to 7 years this year. And that role when I first joined was as a procurement manager for CapEx. So as in might have noticed, that's still half of my role that I do now. But back in 2021, around mid-June 2021, I got offered a role to sort of split my current role between CapEx and sustainability. I'd been sort of starting to have some conversations within that sort of sustainability space alongside some of the CapEx projects that I was doing. And as a procurement function, we run our first innovation challenge back then in 2019, we actually ran our first innovation challenge. And I started to get involved in some discussions in that process. And then we obviously had COVID happen. So the innovation challenge that we run at the end of 2019, that got stalled with obvious reasons through 2020 with COVID. And we picked it back up then in 2021. And that's when I really started to get involved in those discussions. And through that initial innovation challenge that we run was, I guess, the main sort of standout project that came through that was our e-mixer. So that was where the initial concept of our e-mixer was born, through that initial innovation challenge. So that really interested me to get involved in this space in a little bit more focus and more detail. And my boss then at the time offered me the role that I'm doing now, which is the CapEx and sustainability. And I guess they're separate in some respects, but then also there's synergy there going forward, because I think as a business and in the industry we're in, there's going to be a lot of large CapEx projects that are required to reduce our overall carbon footprint. And that's where that sort of CapEx and sustainability link will eventually then start to really sort of merge together. But yeah, that's where I sort of, in a nutshell, that's sort of where I started in procurement and how my role has evolved into this sustainability world.
Thanks, Mark. So in the interest of full disclosure, I sit on the sustainability advisory panel for Tarmac, so I have a little bit of inside knowledge into your business. Tell us a bit more about the e-mixer. It's fascinating. What is it? What were the challenges in actually getting it across the line?
Well, in a nutshell, it was the first zero emissions concrete mixer truck in the UK. And like I say, the initial concept of it was born through that first innovation challenge. So it was an idea that was submitted to us through Renault Trucks and a partnership that they had with a company called TVS. So it really interested us at the time. I can't go into all of the sort of technical know-how. That's not my not my expertise. Some of my colleagues could talk through that a lot better. But yeah, it like I say, in a nutshell, it was that first zero emissions mixer truck which is obviously a significant part of our business, delivering concrete around the UK. So yeah, it landed well, really interested us, and then the process we went through to take it from sort of that concept initial submission into the Innovation Challenge to actually then purchasing it was, yeah, was quite an interesting one.
How difficult was it to demonstrate the business case for this? Because it tends to be, I mean, Tarmac, a very long-standing business in a very conservative construction industry. And if this is the first and something new and something novel, how difficult was it to demonstrate internally the value of this?
Again, not an area that I was heavily involved with, I'll be honest. But I think, yeah, you're right. It is certainly challenging to get a lot of these new technologies sort of in front of the right people in the business, and to get the overall potential and benefits understood and realized. So that is a challenge, and you've got to put your faith in a lot of the discussions you have, and you've got to, yeah, to just believe that it's the right thing to do, and that it'll work. And like you say, it is a challenge, but getting the right people involved and having the right discussions and doing the right sort of planning and progressing it through the right channels, I think it is part of the battle.
So, in terms of sustainable procurement within Tarmac, what else are you proud of? What else are you doing in the business at the moment?
So I think there's a couple of key things for me that really stand out. Like I say, I took on this sustainability element of my role June 2021, I believe it was. And the main focus of that was, we'd never had a direct procurement person looking at sustainability topics and engaging in that space. As a procurement function, we're set up in a category-based structure. So all of our category managers, they've got large, diverse supplier bases, and they'll have regular discussion with their suppliers on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And those discussions will vary. And inevitably, in the world we're in now, they will discuss sustainability topics, because just as part of the world that we're in and the sort of conversations we have. But my role was really then to try and take those discussions and try and take that focus to the next level. So the first thing that we looked at implementing was another innovation challenge. So off the back of the first challenge, we released our second one then in 2021. But then alongside that as well, we wanted to try and understand how we could engage with our supply base and certainly our key suppliers on a more direct level, and having a more focused discussion purely on sustainability. So we generated a couple of ways of doing that back in 21. So initially we developed our decarbonisation club. So that the decarbonisation club is a really sort of high level focus area for some high key suppliers for us. So we've got 15 suppliers in that club to date. And that process then has been sort of more in-depth discussion to really understand where those companies are at on their journey, on their net zero journey, for them to understand where we're at and our targets and goals, and really to have a sort of multi-way conversation to understand how we can all sort of help each other, and what opportunities are out there, what ideas, what innovations, what technologies are out there now, and also sort of, medium and long-term pipeline ideas as well. So that was one sort of area that we started to work on. But like I say, that was really only then a small selection of our suppliers. We've got, on an annual basis, roughly about 5,000 active suppliers, and it's a really diverse supply base, from big global organizations right down to sort of more local, sort of single entity businesses that we deal with. So and everything in between. So it's a really diverse and varied supply base. So the second thing that we looked to do then was to run what has now developed into our Supplier Sustainability Week. So in November, just gone, we held our third Supplier Sustainability Week. And it's really, we use it as a tool to really sort of broadcast, around the whole range of the topics underneath sustainability. So we're conscious it's not just about carbon and net zero. There's a whole raft of other topics underneath that sustainability banner as well. And I really wanted to start to help our sort of wide supply base have the opportunity to join us on some of these discussions and really understand again where we're at, but also just generally what these topics are about, and where they can take some of the, hopefully some learnings and some ideas back into their own businesses, which then ultimately, you know, hopefully should filter back through us as we continue to use the supply base. So yeah, that supplier sustainability week was one of the real sort of main areas that seems to have landed really well. We've got a lot of good feedback off it, and it's been quite successful. So like I said, we held our third one in November. So over those 3 years, we've covered a real wide range of topics. Like I said, from the sort of obvious that you would think of, such as net zero and carbon and sustainability strategy, but we've also covered areas around inclusion and diversity, circular economy, logistics efficiency, cybersecurity, biodiversity, productivity, specialist topics around sort of EV strategy, alternative fuels, venturing opportunities, innovation. We try and bring in a lot of key people from across the business as well and from other departments, and we try and get that collaboration and those sort of discussions and the synergies sort of being discussed around. So even people from our the opposite side of the business, from procurement, so from our commercial and sales teams, to really understand what our customers' challenges are and what our customers are asking for. So yeah, health and safety, we get involved, you know, and we've also had, obviously, the Supply Chain Sustainability School have held some sessions over the last 3 years for us during the weeks as well. So it's really, it's landed really well. It's been a platform to develop further discussions and further engagement. Yeah, we'll you know, it's become an annual thing for us now. So I'm already starting the planning and the discussion around how we're going to host it for this year, when we'll hold it, and what we'll cover. So it's landed really well. And all of those sessions are not just available for the day; they're all recorded, and they're all now available for watch back through the Tarmac website as well, which is really positive. So there's, I think, over 47 sessions we've recorded over the last 3 years. You know, we've had, I think, over 85 different presenters. I think there's, over those 47 sessions, I think there's 37 different topics that we've covered, and we've had, you know, over 3,000 registrations. But those sessions are there now for anyone and everyone, if there's an interest, to watch them back and, you know, play them back to their colleagues and hopefully help, you know, helps. We all the topics have been discussed by experts in those different areas, so hopefully it helps to give a bit of a feel and a bit of an understanding of, like I say, not just where we're at as a business and the key areas that we're focusing on, but also just in general what these key areas are about and how our suppliers can better understand these topics. They're open as well. We don't just get our suppliers joining these sessions. We see other sort of third parties, I guess potential new suppliers, join as well to see what we're about. And also our peers and, you know, industry peers, we see them join as well. So it's really positive.
That's a really good example of good practice, because what you're saying is you've got that small group of suppliers that are absolutely critical to your carbon footprint and got them working together in a very proactive way. So you're working with a small number of potentially very large suppliers, but you're doing something for the tail as well, for those that larger number of suppliers, and interacting with them in a different way, not in small groups, but in more of a sort of a broadcast sense. I really like the idea as well of making it open, because obviously it's not just about the suppliers you currently have, it's about the suppliers that you might have in the future, and getting them on board with your agenda is really, really important. A couple of questions. You talked about your category managers, and it sounded to me like sustainability is kind of baked in. Your category managers do what they need to do in terms of discussing sustainability with their suppliers. How embedded is sustainable procurement? Because it kind of feels to me like you're saying, actually, day-to-day sustainability is part of what we do, and now we're kicking on and working more productively with the suppliers. Is that right? Is it really baked into your process, and how have you achieved that?
Yeah, it's certainly an area that's, I think, you know, most people can appreciate that it's gathered a lot more traction and momentum, even just over the last two or three years. It's really come to the forefront of the discussions we're having. And the very first Supplier Sustainability Week that we held at the back end of 2021, the main focus for that week in particular was a direct focus on the challenges we've got within each of our procurement categories. So we completed a heat mapping process for each category to see which areas stand out as the critical areas for focus for each of those categories. So that was the, I guess, setting the tone for where our challenges are procurement-wise. And then that's really where the supplier week has developed from. But yeah, we've got, all of our spend across the business falls into one of 12 of these procurement categories. So they're quite varied, even in their own sense. But then as a collective group, it's a really varied spend. And the types of suppliers that we deal with are all on their own journey within this sustainability space as well. So it's really interesting to understand how, some companies are quite mature and they are quite developed in some of the areas that they're working on and some of their targets and goals, whereas others then are really sort of still at the early stages. So it's yes, and there's no rhyme or reason really to understand where these companies are at. It's quite surprising and interesting to have those discussions. And like I say, yeah, the category managers then it's becoming more common within their sort of day to day. And I think certainly off the back of some of the areas that we've developed through the whether it's the innovation challenges, the decarbonisation club, the supply sustainability weeks, that's helped then to help develop those discussions become more of a day to day and a more of a common consideration in the things that we do with our supply base.
It's interesting, isn't it, the diversity of knowledge and capability among the supply base? Because I dare say you're finding some suppliers are way ahead of you and you can learn from them, but others are at the beginning of their journey and need help. So it's good that you've kind of covered all those bases. Can I ask about ISO 2400 as a standard, as a strategic framework for sustainable procurement? How does that play into what you do?
We work within various sort of ISO standards, and we get audited by the ones that we are accredited to. We've got our own procurement policies and procedures as well, the sustainable procurement and responsible sourcing processes that we fall within. So it's an area that we're ever developing, if I'm being
Yeah,
honest.
it feels like what you're doing is very well aligned to the standard. Anyway, you talk about heat mapping and looking at the priorities and the way you've divvied up the way in which you deal with suppliers. So it feels like quite a well-aligned process. You mentioned earlier as well talking to your sales and customer-facing people. What's driving you to be sustainable? What are your customers asking for?
Yeah, the customer challenge is an interesting one. They obviously want the whole supply chain are challenging each other now. I think that the ultimate goal is for as carbon efficient materials as we can possibly produce, but obviously the challenge is that comes at a cost at certain stages. So those discussions are interesting. And yeah, I think again it's an ever evolving, I think, discussion and an ever-evolving process. And we're understanding from our customers what they are being asked for by their customers. But we're also then as a I guess a collaborative group of organizations trying to understand what that actually means in reality and how we can overcome the hurdles around cost and lead time and expectations. So yeah, it's Yeah, there's varied challenges that have come out in those discussions, and I think it's certainly an interesting space. It's obviously one that more some of my commercial colleagues are more directly involved in. But yeah, I think everyone will say that they want everything. They want everything, say all singing, all dancing. But in reality, there's a lot
They
more.
don't want to pay more.
Yeah, I think yeah, and it's having that discussion about how you can make things more cost efficient, but also more carbon sort of reduced as well. So it's certainly an interesting challenge, and I think it's one that will definitely develop over the near future, I think.
Absolutely. And final question from my perspective, unless there's anything else you want to cover. You've been in this role now a few years, albeit part-time, so you've got capital and sustainability under your belt. What advice would you give to somebody who's just been given the job of saying, oh, you sort out sustainable procurement in your organization? Where would you advise them to start, and what would you advise them to do?
I think certainly the main area that I've noticed is I don't think it matters what organization you're in, who you work for, you won't have all the answers. So, Tarmac are a big old organization. We've got a lot of sites across the UK and a lot of different areas that we work in, whether it's quarrying, marine wharfs, concrete, we cover and touch, cement production, obviously. We cover and touch a lot of different types of construction materials within what we do. And we have got a lot of experience and a lot of expertise in-house, but we're far from having all the ideas and all the understanding. So I think it's, yeah, collaboration is key. We know that we haven't got all the answers. And I think that's certainly one of the main points of feedback that I would pass on, that, yeah, collaborate with your suppliers and with potential new suppliers, with third parties. There's a lot of wealth of information out there now, and just don't be afraid to tap into it and have those discussions. And yeah, it is an ever-changing world, the sort of sustainability space. It's growing all the time. There's new ideas, innovations, technologies coming out all the time. So it's just understanding what they are, having those discussions, and realizing that you'll never have all the answers. It doesn't matter, I think, whoever you are and what organization you've got, you always need to try and have those discussions and collaborate to better understand. That I guess that makes sense. That would be my key take in my
Yeah,
experience.
makes a lot of sense. So it's kind of take a step back and go out and find people that are around this agenda and talk to them before maybe leaping into, in the first week, here's my action plan. It's actually stepping back and getting some understanding of the landscape in the first instance, I think is what I'm hearing from you.
Yeah, I think definitely, I think taking a step back and I'm really understanding, what is it we actually want to achieve? What do we know now, and what do we need to know, and what are our targets and goals, and how are we going to get there? And then, yeah, understanding that you're never going to do that on your own. Not all the answers will be in your organization. So it's collaborating and getting involved with other external, whether they're suppliers, whether they're third parties, whether they're your customers, whoever they may be, it should be beneficial to have those discussions.
Mark, I think that just about wraps it up for me. Is there, I'll obviously do a little close in a moment. Is there anything else that you would like to cover?
No, I don't think so. I think that, the main points, I guess, from my side is that I guess I'm still relatively new in the sustainability world. But, I've only been procurement-wise, I've been in procurement for just over 20 years now. But sustainability-wise, it's yeah, I took it on sort of mid-2021, I guess, when we were still dealing with the hangovers of COVID as well. So there were challenges there. But yeah, we're really starting to, I think, over the sort of conversations we've had through our supplier weeks, they've really started to develop and give us platforms to have further discussions. We're currently working on a project at the moment now. So the one key thing that I've seen as being really key is, and again, I think this comes back to the point that I just made around not having all the answers. I realized that internally as well, that we can look at procurement and think, right, these are our procurement challenges. How are we going to overcome them? Or we'll have some discussions with our suppliers, and it's much bigger than that. We need to understand, what do our commercial teams need? What do our health and safety teams need? What does our, because we've got a sustainability team within Tarmac, what targets and goals do our sustainability team have? What does our inclusion diversity team have? And I've really tried to create that sort of collaborative discussion, and I think that's been beneficial. So, and massively beneficial. And the one project that we've got at the minute, so I touched on the decarbonisation club. So just through the direct discussions we've had with those 15 suppliers, we've developed nearly, I think, just over 100 and nearly 180 ideas that we've developed through those discussions around projects that we could potentially take, some short term, some medium term, some long term. And there's a pipeline of ideas there. And that was just from 15 suppliers. So we've mapped all of those ideas to compare them against each other, and we've prioritized them down to a group that we can look at now. But then the challenge is, well, how do we trial those ideas? How do we build case studies and prove that they work? Yeah, it's a space that I'm ever growing more sort of passionate and excited about. So it certainly has its challenges. And certainly within, the industry that I work in, we've got a lot to work through. But that's you know, equally it can be as daunting or as exciting as, you, as I guess as you look at it. So it's good fun, and it's certainly looking forward to some opportunities going forward.
Brilliant. So that's about that internal collaboration piece as well as collaboration with the suppliers. So that's really, really useful. Thank you. So thanks very much for that, Mark. I hope this discussion is going to be really helpful for those people like you in the last couple of years that have come new from a procurement background into actually sustainable procurement as a specific topic. And I think that understanding of where to start, how to start with, how to work with suppliers, how to prioritise what you do through the supply chain, I hope is going to be really, really useful to our audience. So thanks very much for your time, and best of luck on your future sustainability journey. Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity to discuss with you. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to our podcast on Sense and Sustainability. Please listen out for more episodes. For more information, learning resources, tools, and much more content on sustainable procurement, go to www.iso2400.org.